AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Authorities in Texas have arrested the man suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-style rifle after the family confronted him late Friday about firing rounds in his yard. Few details, but the Montgomery County Sheriff says he was arrested without incident. The Biden administration is sending troops to the U.S.-Mexico border ahead of an expected migrant surge.
Pandemic-era restrictions that let the U.S. turn away tens of thousands of migrants from the border will expire next week. Officials say the administration wants to send 1,500 troops there to focus on administrative tasks while Customs and Border Protection agents shift to the field. The administration's already made major changes to tighten the border ahead of time. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas said last week illegal immigrants should know they cannot use the end of the restrictions to flood in.
Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Late-night talk shows are likely to go into indefinite reruns with TV and film writers on strike, payment for stream shows part of the issue. The job market remains strong but is losing momentum with fewer job openings in March. And the mother of a bride killed by a drunk driver on her wedding night has been talking to us about it.
Lisa Miller was riding with her new in-laws to the South Carolina Beach Road, where authorities say a woman driving under the influence at twice the speed limit slammed into the golf cart escorting the newlyweds from their wedding reception.
It's bad enough to get killed by a drunk driver, but you got killed on your wedding night in your wedding dress and plowed down.
34-year-old Samantha Miller died Friday in Folly Beach, South Carolina. Her sister, Mandy Jenkins, said she can't forgive the drunk driver.
Because she made a terrible mistake that has changed our lives and a lot of lives forever.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Discarded marijuana joints can pose hazards for dogs.
Colleen Briggs took her 8-month-old toy poodle out for a walk in New York City.
About an hour later, he was non-responsive, was asleep, didn't move, and I woke him up and his eyes were really unfocused.
The diagnosis?
He was high and paranoid.
Out on the walk, the dog sniffed a joint on the ground and ate it. Vet Amy Addis says the drug THC is extremely toxic to dogs.
They concentrate it in their bloodstream, it gets stored in their fat, and it affects their central nervous system. And in that process, they get stoned in a bad way.
Marijuana poisonings are almost never fatal, but Addis says since more people are using marijuana, the number of dog poisonings is up.
Enjoy the pot, keep it away from your dogs.
Briggs now closely watches what her dog is doing on the walks.
While that's funny, it's very upsetting when it's happening to your puppy, actually.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.